Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, Maribel Batcher, who's Vice President of Public Policy and Communications for Harris Entertainment. She has an incredible career path from the Reagan White House to Chief of Staff to Governor Gwynn. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, David Jacobs, Connie McMullen, and John Griffin. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers, brought to you in part by the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the resort at Red Hawk, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and reviewjournal.com.
I'm attorney Marilyn York. We only seek men as clients. If you are a man burdened by divorce, please visit our website at www.marilynyork.net to learn more about your rights. We are Reno's largest exclusive divorce and family law firm.
South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends is the Tamarack Junction. Enjoy great food 24 hours a day in the dining car restaurant. For a quick bite and the best sandwiches in town, it's the Whistle Stop Deli. And for the best appetizers and menu selections and a large variety of cocktails, beer, and martinis, it's Sully Sports Bar and Grill. The Tamarack Junction is your junction for fun, just north of the Summit Sierra on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
Success at TRI has come from public-private partnerships. I'm here at the Story County Public Services Facility with Roger Norman, Master Developer, and Bum Hess, Story County Commission. Let's listen in.
Roger, this county facility that you built really looks great.
Thank you. The fire, sheriff, and building department will be housed here, which is a real asset to this park.
Welcome to the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, the largest industrial park in the world, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Van Dine & Sons Roofing has some great news for you. You can save an average of 20% on your home heating and cooling by doing one simple thing. Have Van Dine & Sons insulate your attic with Owens Corning fiberglass insulation. It's blown directly into your attic. Imagine saving 20% per month on your heating and cooling all year long. And by cutting your energy use, you're helping the environment. Van Dine & Sons put on my new roof and insulated my attic too. Call 358-7621 for more information.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and we protect men. You deserve a fair financial settlement and time with your children.
If you need an attorney that gives a damn, call 324-7979 or visit MarilynYork.net for all your family law needs.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad on No Holds Barred Political Forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, I couldn't be more pleased to welcome back to the program Maribel Batcher. She's Vice President of Public Policy and Communications with Harris Entertainment. And you have had just the most extraordinary career, and I love talking to you. Mm-hmm. So we're gonna do this over 2 days, and
Gonna be here 2 days.
You're gonna be here 2 days.
Your poor audience, Sam.
I don't think so. Let's start out with the attempted bomber, mm-hmm. and what kind of effect does this have on Las Vegas when you're now looking at increased security, longer delays? The airline industry must just be going crazy.
Well, I haven't. I've been in Reno over the holidays. And by the way, happy holidays.
And to you too.
So I'm not aware of what's going on at McCarran Airport right now. But clearly, I've talked to people yesterday that came in from Los Angeles, and the increased security, which is needed after this unfortunate, scary incident, I'm sure will have some effect until we settle down and TSA works through it. Its security patterns and new procedures, whatever they may be. So
one of the things that concerned me was they were talking about international flights mm-hmm. Coming into the United States where you wouldn't be allowed out of your seat for an hour before the plane took off. You couldn't have anything on your lap.
Yeah, those kinds of. Who knows what's going to, how long that those procedures will last and what the impact will be. But undoubtedly, they're going to have longer security lines and people will be more thoroughly checked for a period of time.
Let's go back in time. 1981, you were the political liaison for Cat Weinberger, who was Secretary of Defense at the time.
Oh, gosh.
1987, you worked in the Reagan White House with Colin Powell when he was National Security Advisor to President mm-hmm. Reagan. You arranged summits with foreign leaders, including the Soviets. You were famous for bringing people together. you knew Ronald Reagan. Mm. Is he the person that he is made out to be today, the deity? What's the difference between the image that we have now and the real person?
Interesting question. It's always very hard when somebody is made, as you say, a deity and no longer is a man with the flaws of a human being. Certainly, I would not say that I was personally close to Ronald Reagan. Was I in the Oval Office? Was I a staffer at cabinet meet, or not cabinet meetings, but at National Security Council meetings? Yes, but he was a nice person, a nice man. He was always extremely polite to staff people. George Bush was vice president. He too was just lovely. I think that for me, I'm often surprised who claims him ideologically.
For example?
Well, the very far right. Ronald Reagan was conservative, but I think of him more traditionally conservative. And I think that some of the very far right, the more ideologically fervent people today, claim him in ways that I'm not sure are indeed true to his own ideology.
There was a documentary done on Barry Goldwater by his granddaughter.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed to me that Goldwater wouldn't recognize the Republican Party today either.
And some people did the same with Barry Goldwater. Barry Goldwater was, you know, a staunch conservative, anti-communist, national security patriot. But in the social area, Barry Goldwater was pro-choice, for example. Barry Goldwater was true to his values in terms of the Republican Party, not wanting government to be involved in the daily lives of Americans. And he held true to that in the social world. So I think that he would not recognize the Republican Party today. But his Republican Party was a Republican Party that was focused on from a conservative philosophy, really on international and national security.
As you look at the Republican Party, both on the statewide level and on the national level, it seems to be tearing itself apart.
I think it's torn itself apart, frankly. I am still a registered Republican, but I'll tell you, it's a daily grind to sometimes read and see and hear what comes out of prominent Republicans' mouths and their thoughts. It's very difficult. I think it's torn itself apart.
The same appears to be happening with the Democrats, even though they have total power.
Mm-hmm.
But the left, for example, the Daily Cause, is not happy, for example, with health care reform. They feel that the Democrats didn't go far enough. So is there another schism in the Democratic Party as well?
You know, they're throughout the spectrum, along the spectrum, I should say, there are going to be differences. That's what makes, you know, for good politics, I think. And I'm a little taken back by the criticism of the health care bill, which I wish we would refer as the health insurance reform bill. But anyway, it didn't quite get there. But that's politics. I mean, this was a huge undertaking, and no one's going to get everything. Not at all. I mean, I'm not 100% happy with the way the bill turned out. But good golly, you've got to get 60 votes, a supermajority, to bring the bill to the floor for a vote. You're not going to be able to make everyone happy, and there will be a give and take. I mean, think of the old days of LBJ when he was majority leader. He was known as the great legislator. And think of, I mean, people are forgetting sometimes in history where major bills, I mean, the kinds of cajoling and the give and take. Ben Nelson has a lot of Ben Nelsons in history that made a deal for a vote.
The difference is, and Verita Black Prothero was on the program last week, and she was saying, you know, this goes on in Washington every day.
Every day. And state houses as well.
But the difference is that you don't have the 24-hour news media
mm-hmm.
Clamoring for everything
mm-hmm.
and the white heat that goes. When LBJ was president,
right.
I mean, you had one evening newscast, and probably it was 15 minutes long at that
time.
And
remember, he had the three networks, televisions, right in the Oval Office, making sure that he was watching those networks and what they're saying. No doubt about it, Sam, the constant camera trained on the happenings of the day, really, whether it's the financial business news or the more political news, it's incredible. And it's incredible what some of the networks do and say, and they pretend it's news when it's really commentary.
All right, let's take a break. More with Mary Bell Batcher when we come back.
Retailers, businesses where all of us shop. Good for you and good for Nevada. We're the Retail Association of Nevada, working to strengthen the business environment for Nevada retailers. And that's good for you. Retailers create nearly 500,000 jobs for Nevadans, generated over $2 billion just in sales tax revenues in 1 year, provided nearly $700 million to help our schools, and built a $20 billion positive impact on our state's economy. Retail works for Nevada and works for you.
Debbie, who do you use for workers' comp? Bob and I are paying a fortune and the service is terrible.
Ever since Jerry and I've been building homes, we've used Pro Group. Come to think of it, they haven't raised our rates in 10 years. They've done background checks for us and safety training. We've saved a lot of money.
Well, Bob just added more trucks and drivers, and I think it's time for a change. I'm going to call Pro Group today. Okay, spot me.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
Discover a place where entrees are served free of distractions. Wine Spectator has.
Enjoy great contemporary cuisine at David's Grill at Red Hawk.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue a two-part series here with Mary Bell Batcher. She's Vice President of Public Policy and Communications with Harris Entertainment, worked in the Reagan White House. One of the things that really amazed me was when the book came out of the Reagan letters. And these were the handwritten letters that he had written not just to world leaders, but to regular people as well. He did this on a daily basis. It really altered my perception. And I'd always liked Ronald Reagan. I'd always liked the image he gave the country. But there was always an undercurrent in the media where he wasn't that smart. It was his kitchen cabinet. It was his staff. This was a very smart man.
Very smart man. Very good writer, too. I worked very closely with the speechwriters, particularly when they were working on speeches that the president was giving when he was traveling to foreign lands. And oftentimes we would see the, as Caspar Weinberg used to call it, marginalia, his edits and his writing. I was never with the speechwriters when they sat down and talked to him, but often they would talk about how deeply he thought about what he was going to say and how he would say it. One time on Air Force One, we were talking to him about when he first started his cards, because when he had meetings, it became somewhat talked about in a negative way, unfortunately, that he always was reading off of cards, but he used cards to prompt himself, and it started back in the GE days when he was doing the General Electric commentary, and he wrote all of his notes on his note card. They had to be a certain size and so forth, but no, he was a very good writer, and I think a very good thinker.
Let's change topics here. Next, we went to work for Steve Wynn. And that was in the Mirage days.
Yes, it was.
When the Mirage opened, they had to do $1 million a day to make it work. When they opened Bellagio, they had to do $2 million a day.
Yep.
When Wynn opened, they had to do $3 million a day.
That's right.
City Center, $4.5 million a day, and doing it. What are your thoughts?
Well, it's really incredible to think when Steve Wynn built Bellagio, he built, we call it a room, a key. Each room cost about $350,000. When Steve built Wynn Resorts, he spent about $1 million a room. And Encore,
and
about $1 million,
too. 3,000 rooms per tower.
And to make the kind of profit that you need to make to make that kind of incredible resort profitable is tough. And right now in Vegas, we have 6,000 more rooms just came online with the opening of City Center, which is extraordinary. It really is an extraordinary place. Two more resorts are soon to open up. Planet Hollywood just added about 1,200 more rooms, I believe it is, to the capacity of Vegas. And we just probably won't see any more building of this type, of the high-end, high luxury, for many, many more years.
Going to City Center a couple of weeks ago, the shopping mall itself is the highest of highest in terms of luxury.
Right.
Harrah's has Caesar's Palace, which is your high-end brand.
Right, we have the foreign shops.
Are there enough people to come in and take advantage of that kind of pricing?
Well, Sam, as a Nevadan, I sure hope so. Because, as you well know, our tax base is overweighted, in my opinion, on gaming revenue and sales tax. So, as a state, we desperately need for people from all over the world to come and enjoy Las Vegas. And we have some of the best marketing people who work for Harrah's Entertainment, who work for MGM Mirage. And thank goodness we, as a community and a state, understand the importance of conventions. So the LVCVA does a terrific job in marketing to the world. And all of those efforts have got to be successful. And I think they will be. This is a very tough time. You can't. It's hard to judge these beautiful new resorts that are, you know, in the case of City Center, $8.5 billion.
It's unfathomable.
It's unfathomable. I mean, we don't build anything in the world, infrastructure. I mean, the Bay Bridge will cost, what, $3 billion. It's just extraordinary when you make comparisons. However, we all need and want City Center and the new other resorts that may come on board that are underway now, may or may not come on board in the next 2 years. We have to have them successful. And I think over time, as the recession ends, as we see 2010 coming to a close this time next year, and I think the economy beginning to improve, as unemployment hopefully the numbers lower and lessen. Unemployment, of course, is a tough one for gaming, because people like to entertain themselves, and when they do entertain themselves, they do it with discretionary income. If you're unemployed or underemployed or fearful of being, you're not going to be entertaining yourself. So as the recession ends, I think we'll see an improvement. We've got some tough sledding in Nevada for the next year or two.
Okay, I'm going to ask you to take a break. We'll come back on the next broadcast with Mary Bell Batcher when we come back.
Do I get to change my clothes?
Even the cleanest homes have a dirty secret.
Look down here. See all this? As soon as your heater or air conditioner comes on, all this is going to end up right back in the house. And you don't want that.
Recent studies suggest that indoor air pollution is responsible for over half of all illnesses. With a thorough cleaning using the patented Ram Air system, the air you breathe will be free from dust, allergens, and irritants that can cause respiratory problems. Call us today for a quote and start breathing cleaner air tomorrow.
I've got pests.
You want to protect your little one, but that won't stop rats and mice from invading your home. Rodents can be hosts to many harmful diseases. Cat's Eye takes an all-natural approach to rodent removal. We eradicate the vermin, eliminate the nesting site, and seal off the entry points. Protect your home. Protect your family.
What's in your attic?
Cat's Eye. Call the best of the best to get rid of your pests.
Cat's Eye Pest Control.
The elevator malfunctioned and it fell.
The insurance company, Stan?
They claim the springs at the bottom of the well should have slowed the elevator enough to prevent injury.
Hang on. Roberto suffered multiple fractures to his back.
I know. We've done a series of tests recreating the actual fall.
On video, it showed the springs failed.
Good. We'll show the jury exactly what happened.
Talk to the right people. David Allen and Associates, successfully handling personal injury cases like yours for over 25 years.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, John Griffin is here with Kempfer Kroll. We have David Jacobs, great to have you back, sir, Assistant City Editor for the Reno Gazette Journal, and Connie McMullen, publisher of Senior Spectrum Magazine. A story sent to me over the weekend was very interesting. It's from Playboy magazine, not one of my usual resources these days. But it talks about the man who conned the Pentagon, Dennis Montgomery, who, if you recall, was the person making all the accusations against Governor Jim Gibbons. He was a partner with Warren Trapp in Intrepid. And basically, this story says he was the man who conned the Pentagon. There was nothing real about anything he did. How does this play for Governor Gibbons at this point? Because this is a man who accused the governor of being on a cruise ship, taking bags of chips, which the FBI had already cleared him from. But this is a 10-page article. It's amazing.
Well, since my wife and daughter will watch the show, I must disclose that I have not read the article. But according to what you said, you know, those have been stories that have been running in the background ever since day one with the Gibbons-Montgomery-Trepp saga, I guess, if you will. It doesn't surprise me at all. I mean, I've never met the man personally, but you just, it's one of those where there's smoke, there's fire. I mean, you hear these stories, and to hear some of this stuff, it doesn't surprise me that could or might be out there.
Well, one of the reasons I bring it up is because we in the media make such a fuss when somebody does something wrong. When somebody's cleared or somebody turns out to be an abject liar, isn't it incumbent upon us to make as much noise about the fact that the governor was not involved in any of this?
I think absolutely. I think there's similarities in the way that Governor Gibbons is attacked for various reasons that the President of the United States is, that some of these, I'm not talking about this specific thing, but sometimes they get attacked for no reason or just because they're the person in charge, even if it really has nothing to do with them personally. So I think you're absolutely right.
And the question is, where do you get your reputation back?
Yeah. In the 24-hour news cycle, the day it came out, now to come back 2 years later and whatever the story is, nobody's listening.
That's because the media has deviated, as Mary Bell was indicating. I mean, they've gone from facts to commentary 90% of the time. And so you have to really sift through all the minutia, but where's the truth versus fiction?
Well, I think you using the word the media, you know, I mean, I understand what you're saying, but I think it depends on the organization that's writing about it or reporting it, and I think it depends on the individual person who is gathering the information. So there's a broad spectrum.
Okay, well, if you want to read the story, and it's really well worth reading the story, it's fascinating, it should be a movie. It's called The Man Who Conned the Pentagon, and it can be found at playboy.com. Okay, high school's last test. This is part of what's going on with the race to the top funds from the Secretary of Education. The real revolution, according to the New York Times, tucked away in the guidelines, is that high school has a new mission. No longer is it just enough to graduate students or even prepare them for college. Schools must now show how they increase both college enrollment and the number of students who complete at least a year of college. In other words, high schools must now focus on grade 13.
You know,
isn't it about time?
You know, I don't know if I agree with you on that. I think way back, I think there's been a nationalization of education that I don't think is healthy. I think every town, every school district is different. And so the nationalization with the standardized test scores, and it just becomes almost just a formula to get, you know, a means to an end. We need this end, just get there. We don't care how you get there. And
this is looking for more accountability. I mean, President Obama has said that we want to put billions and billions of additional dollars into education, and they want accountability.
I know accountability can also mean control as well. I mean, there's accountability in all sorts of things from the federal level on education. I'm not sure those are all good.
Well, shouldn't we know what's happening to our high school kids once they graduate and go on to college?
Here's the thing, and this is just from my own personal experience of being in the public schools, K through 16, all the way. I went to a public college too, and I went to a private graduate school, which is a story in itself, but and a good start. But I think it depends on the individual people involved, their families. I don't think you can pin it all on the government, the education system, necessarily the individual teachers. I mean, you have, you know, 22 students in a classroom. I mean, the teacher in the school can't be responsible for the outcome of each of those students all the way through. I mean, there's a lot of dynamics at play, and I tend to agree with what he said about, to have like a broad brush over this is what you have to do. I graduated from college and I graduated from high school. I started college about 3 weeks later and I opened a checking account and I knew nothing about balancing a checkbook. So, and I went to a good school system. So,
Connie, I guess my complaint is the cost of remedial education is just one of the things that drives me crazy is why kids are leaving high school and are not prepared for college. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, it's like David said, a lot of it, I think, has to do with family. A lot of it has to do with you get your basic education, but where's the practical experience that goes into once you're an adult learning how to live on your own? High school doesn't teach you how to do that, and I mean, you have kids that are many times go away from home, and all of a sudden they're dumped into a university environment and have to learn how to cook and pay bills, and let alone study.
I'm talking about English and math. You know that they're not up to speed on the basics.
It all fits together.
How's government supposed to do that?
Well, we're spending enough money on these two individual units of K through 12 and then the university system. It's half the state's budget, correct? Isn't there a way for us to join it? I guess I got three disagreeers here. That's all right. We'll come back and discuss this.
Big government.
We'll be right back on Nevada News. Well, we're going to take the money, though, aren't we, if we get it? So shouldn't we be accountable? We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
It's a joyful sound. Presenting Voices, the ultimate gospel choir collection on two CDs for just $24.99. But wait, order with your credit card and we'll cut the price to just $14.99. Then review other great gospel collections. Satisfaction guaranteed. So call now to get Voices on two CDs for just $14.99.
Call 1-800-587-6644 to order Voices, the Ultimate Gospel Choir Collection, for just $14.99 plus shipping when you use your credit card. Call now or order online at timelife.com/voices.
Start the new year off looking better than the economy. European Fitness Center is smashing the competition with a limited time offer. Come in now and pay nothing to enroll in just $25 per month. You get it all at European Fitness Center. Aerobics classes from kickboxing to salsa, free weights and machines, a brand new pool area with hot tubs, steam room and sauna, cardio theater, tanning beds, and more. Join European Fitness Center now and pay no money to enroll and just $25 a month with no hidden fees. Hurry in now. This offer won't last long.
Here's important news for Medicare beneficiaries with diabetes.
These new alternate site, no-code meters make testing easier than ever and eliminate painful finger pricks. You can receive one of these new meters free. And with Medicare or private insurance, your testing supplies may also be covered with free delivery.
Call 800-551-6592 now. That's 800-551-6592. The call is free and there is no obligation.
1-800-MEDICINE for all your health care needs.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On the next broadcast, we continue the conversation with Mary Bell Batcher. We'll see you then. Thanks for watching and listening.